Have you ever wondered what would happen if fairy tales collided with the harsh realities of life? In a hospital room, illuminated by fairy lights and the soft glow of medical monitors, siblings Brendan and Daniela find themselves creating their own version of Rapunzel's tale. As Daniela undergoes her third round of chemotherapy, her brother weaves a story that will become their shared lifeline, a reimagined Rapunzel where everything begins with a crucial mistake. Instead of finding the golden sundrop flower to heal the pregnant queen, the kingdom searchers mistakenly retrieve the silver moondrop flower. This single error, confusing silver for gold in the darkness of desperate searching, becomes the catalyst for everything that follows. When Princess Rapunzel is born with strange silver hair, the kingdom initially rejoices, seeing it as divine blessing. But celebration turns to horror when a maid named Letty drops dead after accidentally pulling Rapunzel's hair while combing it, her life force drained in seconds. The incident throws the castle into chaos. Rather than investigating whether this power might be controlled or even used for good, fear drives the royal court to assume the worst. The decision to separate from their daughter, ostensibly for the greater good, raises profound questions about sacrifice, protection, and whether isolation is ever truly the answer to perceived danger. Mother Gothel's villainy feels disturbingly familiar. After abducting infant Rapunzel, she positions herself as the only suitable caretaker, even allowing the parents occasional secret glimpses of their daughter. What makes Gothel truly sinister is how she weaponizes love, creating a prison of narrative rather than stone. She convinces Rapunzel that she killed her parents and would be rejected by the outside world. Psychological manipulation more effective than any lock. Through forced rituals like making Rapunzel kill chickens with her hair and their "I love you more" exchanges, Gothel alternates between affection and cruelty to maintain control. The tower symbolizes how limiting beliefs confine us. Rapunzel's elaborate daily routine, 6 hours of hair care, special powders, checking charms, represents the systems we build around our perceived limitations. Most tragically, Rapunzel internalizes these lies, believing herself dangerous and unworthy of freedom. Rapunzel's first taste of freedom comes when she descends her tower using her hair as a rope, a moment of both physical and psychological liberation. The sensation of grass beneath her feet fills her with joy as she discovers nature with childlike wonder, befriending a small green lizard she names Pascal. She makes a revolutionary discovery. Her hair doesn't kill unless she wills it to. The first significant crack in Gothel's web of lies. This realization mirrors what many experience when testing boundaries they've accepted as unchangeable truths. When encountering Flynn Rider, Rapunzel demonstrates resourcefulness by hiding the stolen crown and bargaining its return for guidance to the floating lights. Joined by Gina, a thug with dreams of becoming a concert pianist, they form an unlikely trio of societal outcasts. Their journey through the forest becomes a metaphor for Rapunzel's expanding worldview. Each experience prompts reconsideration. Sleeping under stars reveals her tower's constraints. Meeting village children who mention winter hunger exposes the complexity of freedom versus security. At an ancient stone circle, Rapunzel discovers her profound connection to the moondrop flower. Unlike the sun's steady healing energy, moon magic is dynamic and cyclical, transforming during crescent phases, offering healing during full moons, and harboring lethal potential during new moons. When Rapunzel brings her silvery glowing hair to Pascal, the magic transforms him into an enhanced version of himself with independently moving eyes, a prehensible tail, and advanced color-changing abilities. This revelation fundamentally reshapes her self-perception. The moon's changing nature serves as a metaphor for human potential. Like lunar cycles, our capabilities evolve with circumstances and experience. Rapunzel's chart work, tracking how her powers shift with lunar phases, represents her actively claiming ownership of her abilities, rather than remaining paralyzed by fear. The good wife's wisdom that magic is neither good nor evil It simply is, like the wind or rain, reflects the duality inherent in power. By understanding her abilities rather than suppressing them, Rapunzel transforms from victim to agent of her own destiny, accepting both light and shadow aspects for genuine empowerment. The revelation that Rapunzel is Crown Princess Rapunzel, daughter of King Frederick and Queen Ariana, shatters her self-image. Learning her parents are alive, not dead as Gothel claimed, forces her to confront Gothel's profound deception, especially upon discovering Gothel planned to auction her to nobility. Rapunzel's struggle to reconcile the mother who both loved and manipulated her reflects the complexity of abusive relationships, where affection coexists with exploitation. Her inability to immediately reject these contradictory versions of Gothel rings true. Emotional bonds don't simply vanish when we recognize their toxic nature. The story contrasts female power, Gothel's through manipulation, Bathory's through cruelty and wealth, while Rapunzel must forge a different path, using her dual position as crown princess and witch to help others. When Rapunzel learns Flynn and Gina have come to rescue her, her joy at discovering real friendship represents another crucial realization. Authentic connection exists beyond her distorted relationship with Gothel. Rapunzel's return creates a profound emotional reconciliation. The queen instantly recognizes her daughter despite their 18-year separation, highlighting the enduring power of maternal bonds. Their reunion unfolds through tears of joy mixed with grief for lost time, with embraces bridging decades apart. The royal parents' acceptance of Flynn Rider shows how love transcends social hierarchies and past mistakes. Their ability to see Eugene Fitzherbert, the man their daughter loves, reinforces the theme of redemption through authentic connection. The discovery that Eugene and Gina likely shared the same orphanage transforms them from allies into potential siblings, redefining family beyond blood ties. This shared background inspires Rapunzel's first acts as princess, establishing education programs and reforming orphanages through apprenticeships. Gina's choice to pursue her own path demonstrates how mature love embraces independence. Their farewell includes exchanged promises and plans for future reunions, showing how relationships can balance autonomy with lasting commitment. The story concludes with Brendan and Daniela in the hospital. Despite her illness, Daniela's desire to visit the cloisters shows how stories inspire engagement with the world. Their interaction captures the authentic complexity of sibling relationships. Through this narrative, we see that stories aren't mere escapism, but essential tools for processing reality. The magic exists in the connection between siblings, the courage to question received wisdom, and our ability to create meaning through narrative when facing difficulties. This is what we seek in dark moments, not escape, but transformation. Like Rapunzel discovering her hair's true nature, our power lies in reimagining how we face challenges. In weaving tales, we find that our stories become bridges between isolation and connection, between fear and courage, between what was and what might be.